Every day you do it, every day you do it. Hello, you're the voice of I'm your listener. You are still with me on the Faisal on Indonesia Today. Nowadays at 11:22 a.m. local time, Jakarta. Well, I'm glad you still feel enthusiastic in doing your daily activities, whatever it is. This must be done wholeheartedly by yourself. Because this can also, as you know, it can be a very good concentration. Every day you do it, every day you do your activities, as a new step to reach on a second higher places, on a second step, on a next step, in order to make your capabilities much better than before. Well, this is the time for me to show you our last word. Now it is from Bung Tomo. Do you know Bung Tomo? Yes. Bung Tomo is Indonesian national hero. He said, one can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. Bung Tomo plays a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is also known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. And then he moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youth and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity.
Jadi orang jangan pelit-pelit. Melipat ikan lele peran. Melipat tangan cantik. Kalau
Bersama. Yeah, the song probably is with title Mencari Berkah. Yes, if you want to live happily, just find something based on God's will, God's revelation, because this can give us such benefit or boon for the sake of our life. Yes, that was the song from Wally with title Cari Berkah. Yes, well, listener, it seems that we must, I mean, especially, I must myself, and also the Quran too, would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention, for listening and even watch our program. And we hope that what we have already given to you, share you, can be a match with us, can increase and improve about your information or insight, especially about Indonesia, and feel entertained by listening to our songs. And hopefully you stay tuned at www.voice.id, because our colleague and I would like to continue at 12 p.m. accompany you up to, starting from 12 o'clock p.m. up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned at www.voice.id. Now I'd like to share the song from Pitex with title, Sakit Hati.
Which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call the building is like our body, because the shape is like there is a head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of governance used in Kampung Naga. The minute life of its people to be of synergy with the original government. Without we ask, apparently it just knows what we will ask to then experience more.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and informal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, and rate community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest. Custom in Kampung Naga, with its stepy surf that breeds perfect melody of regency culture and tourism service, fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the heroes of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Superman, Secretary of Perfect Melody of Regency Culture and Tourism Service, Hat.
Karena itu adalah Kampung Adat ya. Jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para sesepuh
nasib itu di seluruh kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga.
Because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about this compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with one house had great in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Mosque, bali or meeting place, kampung, and public rice barn. To piss off the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Agung. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ika then explains Bumi Agung to us.
Ini bumi yang dulunya adalah kalau misalnya mau ambil gambar ya, pasti bawa disiapkan. Cuma kalau ya, if you want to take pictures of Bumi Agung, there is a particular distance from Don B. Kikers. Bumi Agung is one of secret buildings. There is nothing inside. It is my special ceremony ritual system, yeah. Like all of Mali or a goddess of Tata Mama, Muharram or Islamic New Year, and also Islamic secret house day. Islamic rites of ancestors of Prophet Muhammad in Taliban, Salon or adopted festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony, then they enter. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice, and prayer at mosque. And those participating are old men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean, and why Kampung Naga obey it? While working, there is something sad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat, seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga. Everything has mandate, like in here, for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to forest, but it is pamali, and that word remains affected because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not hands of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word, pamali. That's it. You want to come? Just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in tabu days. That's what tabu means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Eid al-Fitr, Islamic rites, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can finance Kampung Naga as well as traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga.